Nothing but old 45s.
Sweet country music.
Okay, folks. Let's get ready for another edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing we love about it. It's that down-home, from-the-heart, honest music that we love. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 70s through the 90s, many of which will be on 45 RPM records or albums. So, time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. Hope you like the way I talk, the way I smile, the way I walk. Hope you're into how I dress, the way I think, and all the rest. 'Cause I'm gonna get you. You're gonna off to sleep, close your eyes and think of me. Make it easy on yourself. Don't dream about nobody else. 'Cause I'm gonna get you. You're gonna love me. No doubt about it. I'm gonna get you.
Turn it on, turn it up.
a tear should fall, I should whisper her name to some stranger I'm holding while we're dancing to an old Buck Owens song. I know she won't mind. I'll be dancing with the memory, crying teardrops of her own.
Welcome to another edition of Nothing But Old 45, Sweet Country Music, and coming up in the second half of this show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will focus on popular line dances we've all done from time to time. That was Dwight Yoakam and his number 11 hit record from late 1990, Turn It On, Turn It Up, Turn Me Loose. The song was the lead-off single from his best-selling 1990 album entitled If There Was a Way. The song was a hit record in Canada as well, reaching number 5 on the Canadian country music charts. Off on the set with a number 1 hit for a Louisiana singer-songwriter, Eddie Raven, I'm Gonna Get You, from 1988. It was one of 6 number 1 hits Eddie Raven would have between 1984 and 1989. Eddie Raven has certainly paid his musical dues. He's been recording and writing music since 1962, and while he didn't have much commercial success at first, he kept at it, and in the early 1970s began having hit records.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Wanna storm me one.
make it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Come on, baby, don't say maybe. I got to know if your sweet love's gonna save me.
That's a legend of country music. Del Reeves and his number one hit from 1965, The Story of the Girl on the Billboard. Del Reeves was hot on the country music charts back then. And while the Beatles were invading our radios all over the country, Del Reeves was cranking out hit after hit after hit. Beatles didn't bother him. Sadly, Del Reeves passed away in 2007 at the age of 74. I would have set with what is probably a very familiar song to all of us, Take It Easy, but this time it was done by Travis Tritt. The 1993 number 11 song for him was actually a big hit for the Eagles back in 1972. Now, here's a little bit of music trivia. The Eagles version landed at number 12 on the Billboard rock charts, while, as I said, the Travis Tritt version of Take It Easy landed at number 11. So the Travis Tritt version was a bigger hit than the Eagles had.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
There's a honky tonk on the edge of town. I used to
second home. It's a place I go just to get away when I wanted to be alone. Well, early one morning had a fight with my darling. Went from bad to worse. It ended when she said your second home just became your first. Now the jukebox is my alarm clock. I wake up in a corner booth. I don't have a tab, don't need no cab, 'cause the dance floor's my living room. Well, I might die from a broken heart, but I'll never die of thirst. Now that my second home has become my first. Well, I don't have to pay no mortgage. I don't have to mow no lawn. A lot of friends come see me. Some stay until the break of dawn. I can paint the town without leaving the house. I can feel good till it hurts. Now that my home sweet second home just became my first. Now the jukebox is my alarm clock. I wake up in a corner booth. I don't have a tab, need no cab, 'cause the dance floor's my living room. Well, I might die from a broken heart, but I'll never die of thirst. Now that my second home has become my first. Lord, now that my second home has become my first.
So right.
Roseanne Cash and her number one hit from 1985, I Don't Know Why You Don't Want Me. The song was one of 11 number one hit records the daughter of Johnny Cash would have between 1981 and 1989. The song won a Grammy Award for her in 1986. Roseanne Cash also wrote that song. I'll open the set with a 1993 hit record from Tracy Lawrence, My Second Home, which was a number one hit for him, one of eight he would have between 1991 and 2006. Tracy Lawrence hails from Arkansas and has released 14 albums and won a lot of awards, including a 1993 award from the Academy of Country Music for the top new male vocalist.
Sweet country music.
I saw a man today who said he talked to you. Not so long ago, I think a month or two. As my mind raced back in time, I prayed, oh Lord, don't let it show. He thinks I forgot you 15 years ago. 15 years ago, and I still feel the same. Why did he have to mention your name? I'm as broken up inside as if it's been a week or so. Takes a mighty strong love to keep a man thinking of a girl he hasn't seen since 15 years ago. I've got a lovely wife who thinks the world of me. Promised her my love through all eternity. I've tried hard to make her happy, and so far she doesn't know. I can't shake this thing of 15 years ago. 15 years ago, and I still feel the same. Why did he have to mention your name? I'm as broken up inside as if it's been a week or so. Takes a mighty long time to get a real love off your mind. I know I've tried since 15 years ago.
Sweet saw with a file in the pocket of my old Mackinaw. I'm headed for the woods each morning at the break of day. As I take a little shortcut over the hill, I can hear the whistle blow at the old sawmill. It's the night gang leaving for the bunkhouse across the bay. Well, I'm sitting on a tree stump eating Johnny Cake. I heard the whistle blow ahead to take a break. I'm boiling up my tea in an old tin can, 'cause that is the life of a lumberjack man. I'm gonna cut me a jackpine tall and limber. You better step aside when I haul her timber. My double-bit axe is gonna make the big chips fly. Well, when the cut is clean, I'll set my wedge and I'll drive it into place with a 9-pound sledge. I've already picked a spot where this big tree's are gonna lie. Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- While I'm sitting on a tree stump eating Johnny Cake, I heard the whistle blow, I had to take a break. I'm a-bowling up my tea in an old tin can, 'cause that is the life of a lumberjack man. Well, the swamper's getting ready to take my load, skidding up my logs and pile them on the road. I'm a-waiting for the jammer to put them on the sleigh. Well, the boss man's a-coming to scale my lumber, I better make sure that he's got the right number before I let the logs go a-rolling on their way.
You know, once in a while I like to play a hit record from someone who only had one or two hit records, and you may have to stretch your memory a little bit to remember it. And that song is a pretty good example. That was the story of The Lumberjack by a Canadian singer, Hal Willis. Now, the song landed at number 5 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in the fall of 1964, and it was a big international hit as well. In fact, Hal Willis, along with country legend Hank Snow, were the only two Canadian performers to tour with Elvis Presley in his early years. I opened the set with a more established and remembered performer, Conway Twitty, and his number one hit record from 1970, 15 years ago. Conway Twitty is simply amazing, racking up over 35 number one hit records between 1968 and 1975. Wow. Sadly, Conway Twitty died in 1993 at the age of 59.
Sweet country music.
Silly songs. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. Head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. Is it wetter underwater if you're there when it rains? Is it shorter to New York than it is by plane? Between myself and I wonder who's the dumber. Is it hotter down south than it is in the summer? I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. I drove my Cadillac to Vegas to satisfy my lust. Wheel and deal and left old Vegas on a Greyhound bus. I sure didn't set the woods on fire while I was there, but remember only forest fires prevent bears. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut. The poverty war will be over when I begin to fight. If it took a dime to go around the world, I couldn't get out of sight. I don't mind to take the girls out if they don't mind to go Dutch. Makes me feel like $1 million, and I bet I ain't worth half that much. I'm a nut, I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Oh, crazy, man, I'm a nut. Oh, lordy, 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 lordy.
Now, we all need a silly song once in a while, and that's a real novelty hit record from a guy by the name of Leroy Pullins. I'm a nut. The song landed at number 18 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart during the summer of 1966 and was even a minor hit record on the pop charts as well. Leroy Pullins never achieved further musical success after that hit record, so he moved back to his hometown in Kentucky and worked as a firefighter. He died of a heart attack in 1984 at the age of 44. I just thought it would be kind of nice to honor the guy. Only had one hit record, and he passed away real early. Well, some of us are nuts once in a while, huh? Well, this half of Sweet Country Music is over. Coming up in the second half, we're going to do some line dances. Yeah, some of the most popular line dances that I can't do. Maybe you can. We'll be right back on Sweet Country Music. I'm Larry Cracker. Here's a comedian by the name of John Reap talking about NASCAR.
I live in Los Angeles now. I've been there 8 years, and it's weird because I come back home to Hickory, and my friends call me Hollywood. And they go, "Here comes Hollywood!" But we do have our big time entertainment in small towns. We practically invented NASCAR, right? Yeah. And I do like NASCAR. I think it gets a bad rap from other comedians, man. If you ever watch another comedian talking about NASCAR, they're always dogging it. They'll say stupid jokes, too, like this. They'll say, "NASCAR? What does that mean? You have a nice car?" It's not what it means. I'll tell you what it means. This is not even a joke. This is actually what NASCAR stands for. National Association of Stock Car Auto Racing. That's right. Did you hear that? Stock car auto racing. Car automobile racing. It says car twice. That's how much they love cars. But that's like saying, yeah, I play for the NFFFL. You know, the National Football League. But people don't get it, man. They think it's like just cars going in a circle and that's it. But there's a lot more to it than that, right? There's like 43 of them going 200 miles an hour with 1 inch between them and death. Hey, if you mess up in other sports, you're not going to die, you know? It'd be like, Tiger Woods, he's going for par here. It's Tiger hits the ball. Ooh, he missed it. And he's on fire! What the... He just burst into flames out of nowhere. Oh, he got hit by another golfer. Drop and roll, Tiger. There's a little bit more at stake in NASCAR. It's called your life. That's why when guys lose, they're not that bummed out, really. They go, "Yeah, I lost today, but my head did not explode. I feel good about that. I still have all my limbs. That's good. I mean, what good is a green jacket if you ain't got no arms?"
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Time now for our Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to feature two of the most popular line dances around. Now, these two songs are played at more weddings, school dances, and social events than any two line dance songs in history. One song has a special story to it and a place in music history, and the other one is just plain good fun. So, let's get going and do a little line dancing on this edition of Sweet Country Music.
Sweet Country Music.
If it hadn't been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? If it hadn't been forgotten, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? you come from Cotton Eye Joe.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been and laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips they won't be reaching out for you. Tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, he might blow up and kill his man.
Sweet country music feature presentation with a couple of really famous line dances. Now, besides being on the radio for what seems like a lifetime, I'm also a mobile DJ, and those two songs are the most requested line dance songs out there. I played Billy Ray Cyrus and his number one hit from 1992, Achy Breaky Heart. The song was never meant to be a line dance, but back in 1992 when it came out, it took on a life of its own and became one of the most popular line dances around. I opened a set with Cotton Eye Joe. The version I played was done by a Swedish group called Rednecks back in 2002 and has served as the default version most played when a line dance is done. Cotton Eye Joe has been recorded by a lot of folks over the years, and I do mean a lot. Now here's a little piece of music trivia. The song itself is actually a folk song that dates back before the Civil War.
Sweet country music.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills. It's somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand
to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold, and all the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about
music legend, if there ever was one, Jim Reeves and his number one hit from 1966, Distant Drums. Jim Reeves is sometimes known as Gentleman Jim, and he was one of the country music artists who developed what is often called the Nashville sound of the 1960s. Sadly, Jim Reeves died at the age of 40 when a small private plane he was in went down during a thunderstorm on July 31st, 1964. I open the set with Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers with their number one hit from 1979, All the Gold in California. Larry Gatlin and his brothers, Steve and Rudy, were hot on the country music record charts between 1973 and 1990. The trio were also known for their gospel songs and even had their own television show on a TV station in Abilene, Texas.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're gonna regret, cause I'm the best as ever been."
"Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show." And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Devil finished, Johnny said, "Well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No, child, no."
The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat, and he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, "Devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. I done told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best as ever been." He played,
"Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. The chicken in the bread pan, I'm picking out dough. Granny, will you dog fight? No, child, no."
Or Houston, or in San Antonio, there's a little girl waiting for me and she's all alone. In Beaumont, Lubbock, or Austin, or in El Paso, she waits for me, I know. Pretty or sexy, as long as she comes from Texas, somewhere round about the Fort Worth, Dallas, or Houston, or old El Paso. She waits for me, I know. Or Houston, or in Abilene, down there she's awaiting the girl of my dream. In Wichita Falls, or Waco, or San Angelo, she waits for me. Somewhere down in Texas, somewhere round about Fort Worth, Dallas, or Houston, or old El Paso. She waits for me, I know. She waits for me, I know.
She's out there somewhere, George. That's George Hamilton the Fourth and his number nine hit record from 1964, Fort Worth, Dallas, or Houston. It was one of 40 hit records the Winston-Salem, North Carolina singer-songwriter would have between 1960 and 1978. George Hamilton actually started out as a teen idol during the late 1950s with several top 40 hit records, but he switched over to country music in the 1960s. Out of the set with the Charlie Daniels Band and their monster number 79 number one hit, The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Not only was it a smash hit record on the country music record charts, but it landed at number three on the pop charts as well. In fact, the song won the 1979 Country Music Association Song of the Year Award.
WTBR.
Sweetie Country Music.
Silly songs.
Now, I know I play a lot of Johnny Cash songs, but this one was a request from a listener in Western Massachusetts. Here you go, Rob, the story of the Chicken in Black.
For 2 long years, my head hurt bad, so the doctor checked me and he shook his head. He said, I'm sorry to tell you, but your body's outlived your brain. He said, I know this doctor in New York, son, and he'll fix you right up with a brand new one. So the head doctor met me when I stepped down off of the train. He said, we had this bank robber killed last night. His body shot, but his brain's all right. I'll give you a transplant, boy, and you'll be okay. I got my new brain in, and I was feeling great. I went right back to Nashville with no headache, but something strange happened when I walked in the bank one day. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, why, you're Johnny Cash. I said, no, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York. Now, the other night, Roy Acuff called me. He said, John, I'd like for you to do the opera. So I went out on the stage, but I couldn't sing. I got into half a verse if I walked the line, and something snapped in this head of mine. I yelled, stick 'em up, give me your money, your watches and rings. Well, I called New York and talked to that brain quack. I said, Doc, I've got to have my old brain back. He said, I'm sorry there, Mr. Cash, but I can't do that. He said, I put your brain in a chicken last Monday. He's singing your songs and making lots of money. And I got him signed to a 10-year recording contract. Now, friends, if you see me walking down the street, remember what you see ain't necessarily me. And if I try to hold you up, don't pay me no mind. But when you got 10 bucks that you can blow, you ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. He's doing fairs and concert dates all up and down the line. I said, stick 'em up, everybody, I'm robbing this place. Drop all of your money in my guitar case. Don't nobody move and don't nobody reach for that door. A lady said, "Why, you're Johnny Cash." I said, "No, ma'am, I'm the Manhattan Flash, and I am the best bank robber in New York." Well, I don't pay any income tax.
That's good.
You don't pay tax on money you steal.
Yeah, I guess not.
You ought to catch that Johnny Chicken show. Chicken in Black.
Yeah, I guess that qualifies as a sweet country music chili song. That's the story of the Chicken in Black from Johnny Cash, one of his humorous songs he's done over the years, and it actually landed at number 45 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart back in 1984. It was the story of a personality change after he received a brain transplant. Johnny Cash got a bank robber's brain, and a chicken got his brain. Kinda like a Johnny Cash version of Frankenstein. Well, this edition of Nothing But Old 45, sweet country music is all over, but I guarantee, yeah, guarantee it that another edition of sweet country music will show up on this radio station pretty soon. And then I'll get a chance to spin some more records on my turntables. Okay, I play CDs now and then. All right. Had a chance to play some cool stuff like Tracy Lawrence, Travis Tritt, the Gatlin Brothers. Yeah, some good stuff. I'm Larry Kratzer, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But Old 45. See you later.